You know about the so-called Mini Dream Act, which was, I guess, a fiat
Rubio's.
From the president on Friday. He said that he was going to basically forgive, well, they were saying 800,000 illegal immigrants under the age of 30 and under. Although now we're told by the Department of Homeland Security that number could be 5.3 million.
Yeah.
Because they say half of the illegal population is under the age of 30. Well, joining us right now is Bill Flynn, who is an immigration attorney for Fowler White Boggs. And Bill, first of all, is this constitutional in the way that he has done this with a presidential fiat rather than legislation that would change the law?
I believe so, Jack. The president can do that.
He can, just through fiat, change law and say, I don't particularly like that law, so we're not going to enforce it.
You know, the real issue here will be whether the DREAM Act, which didn't pass in 2010, does get passed, because what they did last week does not allow any kind of permanence or any pathway to citizenship, whereas the DREAM Act, if it ever passed, did allow for that.
But I'm wondering why the president can just say, I'm going to ignore Congress. Congress didn't want that DREAM Act law to pass. They didn't want this to happen, but I'm just going to go on and do it anyway.
Yeah, you know, in our federal system, it's interesting sometimes what can and can't be done, but I don't think it'll be challenged on that. Of course, health care comes up this week in the Supreme Court, which may be another matter entirely.
Oh,
well,
yes.
There's already processes involved. I don't understand. I mean, I have friends who have had visas and have become citizens through that. Or
green card people.
Yeah, I mean, there already are the processes in place, you know, for these kind of things to happen. So why just, you know, wipe the slate clean?
It's a very controversial issue, Corey, because people who play by the rules sometimes are behind other people in the line.
Yes, indeed. That's so true,
Bill,
here.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, Bill, here we're getting in possibly 5 million new people that we are saying you can go ahead and work and get a green card and stay here. We're allowing them to compete with kids trying to get into college, American kids trying to get into college, American kids trying to get a full-time job. Is this the right time to do something like this given this economy?
Well, you mean just before the election, Ted?
Yes.
Well, who knows? It's a tough call, because there's a lot of sympathy for this particular class of people, people who generally were brought here as very young children by their parents, you know, the high school valedictorians and so on. But there is a huge backlash that will come from those who have played by the rules, no question about it.
Yeah, this obviously is a political ploy in an election time to court the Hispanic vote. Both parties are desperately trying to do that. Even Marco Rubio was talking about doing something similar, although now he's saying he's going to junk his plans. But the only difference, the big difference, is that Rubio wanted to do it through legislative action and the president did it with a fiat. I'll be surprised. I don't know who would have the authority to bring this case to court. Who would have the authority to challenge whether the president has the right to do that or not?
Well, it's a standing issue, as the trial lawyers call it, and I imagine that wouldn't be the big issue. I think it could be brought to court, but who knows what lies ahead. The Latino vote certainly was central, I'm sure, to the timing of all this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's no question. Even people in his party say, yes, indeed, that's what this was meant to do. But the numbers they quoted, 800,000 compared to Department of Homeland Security numbers of 5.3 million, that's a big, big difference in the number of people. And then the other thing is talking about poor kids who are dragged across the border and all, and you're talking about 30-year-olds and 25 and 27-year-olds, that this is going to basically say to those who in Mexico, hey, come on now, you got a free pass, just come on up, you're home free. Is that not the case?
Well, they needed to be here as of the implementation of the date that it was announced, which was last week on the 15th.
And how do you know when they got here if they're here illegally?
Well, you know, I was on a teleconference yesterday, and they were talking about the evidence that would be required. And the Immigration Service is pretty good at being strict, at being sure you prove your case. So I have a feeling that will be implemented in a way that will probably satisfy most people.
Well, Bill, we appreciate your joining us on AM Tampa Bay this morning, immigration attorney for Fowler White Boggs, and have a good day.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye-bye.